I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Zachary Pins, Adina Adriana Ciara, Griesley, Ash Sullivan, Jenna Nolt, Erica Kvistad, Brady Forsberg, Lorna M, Rose Marie Wong. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi, I'm Ben. I play David Seven.
Hi, I'm Tim. I play Trexel Geisman.
We just wanted to let you know that we really appreciate the support that you've given us already. The response to the first couple of episodes has been fantastic.
It's been really, really good. And I've seen we've already got some lovely reviews and ratings on iTunes and various places. And that is really the best way of getting the podcast out there and sharing it outside the pocket universe of Rusty Quill. So please take a moment to give us a rating or review on iTunes and your podcast player of choice. It is incredibly helpful when you do.
Just spread those glands.
Smell our musk. Special thanks to Full Featureitis for today's submission. May all your wishes occur in parallel realities.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Trexel.
The lamb.
Trexel.
I'm a lamb.
Trexel, how are you? Get away from me, I've got a knife.
Knife detected.
Where did you get that?
Security alerted.
David, why are you in my room?
You're in my room. You fell asleep here last night.
What? I fell asleep in the office. That's almost like working in the office.
Well, it's not that similar because we still only have roughly 20 minutes to finish your shift, despite you having been in the office all shift asleep, like a dead man. You don't breathe.
No, I've never breathed when I'm asleep. Breathing
what?
Is for time wasters and the weak.
Right. Well, fortunately for us, I've had a chance to sit down and read the brief.
You've already got the brief.
You left the light on.
I left the light on.
So I could press the button.
You mean you have pre-looked at the brief without me?
No.
David, I'm going to rewind my brain here. I'm going to walk a couple of brain steps back, and I seem to remember that you said you've had some time with the brief.
No.
You can't just deny it, David.
I can.
You can't just deny it, David.
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it?
Didn't do it.
I'm starting to lose confidence, David, but I'm still pretty cross. I'm pretty sure you looked at the brief, David.
No. Would you like to look at the brief now, Trexel?
I don't trust you, David, but we haven't got long, so yes.
Right. Very good. Pressing the button. Right.
David, I can see you just moving your mouth. I can see the brief is already there.
Nope.
David, you can't just say things aren't true and hope that I will just give in.
So, the client, Lady Wimir Ichabodash, wants a planet where all the lost and found items of the universe end up. And the non-negotiable feature is all of the items are mysteriously grouped together, making a whole continent of odd socks from all the species of the universe that have feet.
Well, David, I don't know about you, but I'm plumb out of ideas.
Oh, me too. I've just nothing coming off
nothing,
the top of my
off the top of my head. No, nothing pre-planned for this, David. Nothing,
nope.
Nothing been brewing.
Nope.
Well, I guess we'll just submit an empty brief then, David, and then we'll see what happens. Let me think what will happen. Will it be me that is dissolved in acid and then recycled into another version of me that will then also have to work here and then all almost certainly also betray me and then I'll have to have that one recycled. Is that me? No, I believe it's you. So do you have?
I looked at the brief, Trexel.
I knew it. I could see it in your tiny eyes and your sweaty palms, David. Why? Why would you betray me like this, David? I trusted you. Not with anything, but just, you know, sort of generally.
I just wanted to get the work done so I wasn't dissolved in acid.
Oh, that's what they all say. Please, Trexel, I was only trying to help. Please, Trexel, put down that bat. Please, Trexel, not in there. Not in there. Put people in cupboards.
Right. Don't put me in a cupboard.
Well, then you shouldn't look at the brief while I'm not here.
Well, look. In which case, all of my ideas are garbage. Trash garbage. What do you think, Trexel?
Hot,
you're the designer.
No. You know what, David? Baby David needs to grow up into a big boy David. That's what I've decided. No, if you're going to look at the brief, then it's time for you to walk on your own two hooves. Give me a seed, David. You have the brief. You've spent plenty of time looking at it. So why don't you give me the starting motif,
Okay, well... Well, they want all the lost and found items of the universe ending up here.
Yes.
So, how does garbage collection in the galaxy happen? Because we need to hook into that system if we're going to do that.
Well, most civilized societies choose a star that they don't particularly like and collapse it so it becomes a black hole. And that pretty much drags everything towards it. So you just get the trash, you take it towards the black hole, you let go, and you don't think too hard about where it might end up.
Okay, well... It just follows logic that all those black holes go somewhere.
Yes.
So what if we just rerouted them to go to the same place?
What if we just rerouted all the black holes? Is that what you're saying, David?
Yes.
Do you have any idea how black holes work, David?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And so that means that works.
No, David, that means you have to tell me. How would that work, David?
Well, everything gets very small and very fast. And then it goes somewhere else and it comes out the size it was and the speed it was. And that place could be a planet.
Have you been reading, David? Have you been accessing Imogen?
Well, the light was on.
Oh, and the terminal was on too, so you thought you'd go on Imogen and look up facts. Facts about physics and planet building. Infamy upon infamy, David! You've not only looked at the brief, you've also learned, and I hate it when people learn without me.
But if I learn, I can help you to do better.
But if you help, you can learn me to do worse.
Why would I do that? I'm going to literally die if I learn you to do worse.
I don't know, David. You're just some kind of crazy mixed up kid at this stage.
I'm not. I'm a perfectly normal clone child.
Clone boy.
Yes.
All right, clone boy. Smart clone boy with your big brain and your smart eyes. So we can reroute all of the black holes. Okay,
well,
fine.
As
okay,
as you
sure.
say,
okay.
The build team will handle that.
Yes, Yes, they'll handle it. You hear that, build team? We don't normally talk to you, but it turns out that David's remaking the wheel.
No, I was referring to them. I wasn't directly talking to them. Build team, ignore this.
Oh, build team. If you ignore it, then it means you were directly listening to him.
Well, then you didn't hear anything that happened, build team, so Trexel never directly spoke to you, which means that I, David Seven, was always right.
Sass detected. Security alerted.
Pretty good, David. You've been practicing. Okay, I'm back on board. Right, so we are using the black holes to reroute all the trash from all the collections of space into one single place. And that place is a planet we call Trash Hole.
Yes, the Trash Hole.
The Trash Hole trademark.
Welcome to the Trash Hole. Population trash.
Yes, trash and the Lady Wimmy Ickabidash.
Oh, yes. Well, David, this is something that you need to learn. It is not necessarily the case that everybody's going to be living on that planet. I mean, maybe they will. I don't know. I'm not going to judge them. But if it's a place entirely for trash, would you live there, David?
Do I like trash?
I don't know. Do you like trash, David?
Well,
you're
no,
a trash
asked,
boy? You're
would...
a trash lark. Do you lark about in trash? Are you some sort of bird made of trash?
No, I'm more... If I were the kind of person who would ask for a planet full of trash...
Mm-hmm.
They say the lost and found items, but really, that is trash.
Oh, that's trash.
Trash.
You ever seen
trash.
A lost and found box?
It's
Nobody
trash.
Loses
Absolutely
things that they like, and nothing that's found is ever good.
I did actually find a database including all of the lost and found boxes in the galaxy, and I did read them, and it all was just trash.
Wow, you had a lonely evening, didn't you, David?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Sadness detected. Security alerted.
So we've got this trash hole planet. So maybe they want to live on it. Okay, fine. So it needs to... Okay. Here's a thought. You don't want the trash hole just falling around willy-nilly.
Yes.
That'd get in your face.
Yes.
And perhaps on your hair and skin.
Yes.
So we need some sort of sorting system. The trash is... Okay, let's take it like this. We've managed to get all of the black holes... to dispense their trash from a singular point. So it's manageable. It's controllable. It's
so
all flowing into
some
one
sort
area.
Of massive trash funnel.
Massive trash funnel. If there's one thing that I've learned over the past planets I've designed with you, David, it's that I really love a funnel. Didn't know that before. Turns out, when given the choice, I will have a funnel.
A conveyor belt.
Anything.
Some sort of linear transportation system which involves gravity.
Anything that means you don't have to walk. Because, David, if there's one thing I've learnt over my many years of living, it's that walking is for suckers and falling is for champions.
Right. Duly noted.
Mm-hmm.
For the future.
In the future.
Right. So... funny you should say some sort of sorting system. That is specifically what the brief asks for.
Oh, lovely. I wasn't listening.
But they want a specifically mysterious sorting system.
Mysterious,
so that means one that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or its purpose is not made clear. However, they do desire a continent made out of all of the odd socks of all of the foot-possessing species in the galaxy.
Well,
assumedly ones that throw socks away.
Oh, all species throw socks away. By design or by natural progression. Socks are one of those items, David, I'm sure you're aware. You've only ever worn a onesie, so you don't really know much about socks. But socks are one of those items that just get away from you.
Yeah,
many is the time I've woken up, where are my socks? I don't know.
So I have a question.
Yes.
What are socks?
Oh, socks. You know your feet?
Yes.
You know there's cloth on them?
Yes.
You know your cloth is attached to the rest of your trousers.
Yes.
Imagine if I cut away
what?
Part of that cloth.
Would there be a gap there? It would be all really cold and breezy.
Socks. That's what they are.
Socks sound horrible. No wonder people throw them away.
Well, often you have the trouser longer than the end of the sock. So one might think, well, why didn't you just put the sock on the end
of cloth.
The waste of cloth. Surely. But somehow this is where we've ended up. I don't know, David. I don't understand. I'm just, you know, I just put them on one leg at a time like every other bipedal being.
Well... I must say I prefer your onesies.
David, you've really got hung up on this socks idea. You're just going to have to accept that people wear socks and you don't like it.
And sometimes they go away.
Sometimes they go away.
Okay.
Often when you wash them or dry them or if you are blackout drunk and then you wake up and you have just got like rags left on your feet.
Well, however people may lose their socks, we have to assume that these stupid articles of clothing will need to go somewhere and this person wants to put all their stupid articles of clothing into one great big lump the size of a continent so they can stamp around on it for some reason.
David.
Sass detected. Security alerted.
I'm sensing a lot of contempt for the client.
No.
And as you know...
It's contempt for socks.
No. Well, you've called them a stupid person for wanting to keep all of these socks in one place.
Well...
And as you know, David, the client is king.
Queen. Lady. Wimmy Ickabidash.
Oh, I see what you've high-roaded me, have you, David?
Yes, I have.
Oh, because I assume the gender of a client. Well,
no,
fair
no,
enough,
no, no,
David.
No, Trexel, you didn't assume anything. You were told explicitly one way and just went with the other.
What, like that's illegal? Like all of a sudden, just because I didn't listen to basic facts and made assumptions based on what I wanted, all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy. Is that what you're saying, David?
I'm going to leave this here for you to work out.
Okay, let me just... I wanted it to be that way. Facts were otherwise. Ignore. Angry. All right, fair enough. They are queen.
Yes.
The client is queen in this particular instance.
A queen who likes socks, which is fine.
It's fine.
That's fine. And they want to put them all in a continent-sized lump.
Yes.
And walk around on them with their perfectly adequate legs.
Wonderful, David. I'm still sensing a certain amount of contempt, but it's veiled. It's veiled contempt, David. And as you know, veiled contempt is the sweet spot of contempt. No one can prove it, but it's still there.
Right.
So how are we going to build some sort of mysterious, confusing, obfuscating, oblique method for sorting socks away from the rest of the trash?
Well, as we know, any sort of oblique method is known as a black box.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we had a massive black box with a big funnel pointing at a wormhole where all of the galaxy's black holes went and stuffed all of the trash in there? And then in that black box, there was sort of whirring and clanking and whizzing about and things and stuff.
Yes.
And then there are two holes.
Okay.
On either side of the black box, one of which is labelled socks.
Sure.
And one of which is labelled other.
Okay.
And everything that is a sock comes out of socks. And everything that is not a sock comes out of other. And the beauty is that this system is so mysterious, even its designers don't know how it works.
Oh, that's good, David. How could we know? It's unknowable.
Exactly.
Oh, Mr. Geistman, Mr. Seven, can you please explain this diagram about the... Oh, we can't
no,
know!
We couldn't possibly know.
We couldn't possibly
that
know.
That would be against the brief.
Even asking us would be insulting to both us and the client.
Exactly.
Do you hold the client in contempt?
Exactly.
Do you hold Adam in contempt?
No, neither do we.
Do you hate socks?
No. Of course you wouldn't. Why would you hold the client in contempt?
So build it. Stop asking questions.
That's exactly brilliant,
David. That's brilliant. Really high-road them into just not understanding what's going on.
Exactly.
And then they'll feel like if they have to ask any questions, they're the stupid one.
They're not clever enough to understand it.
Exactly. What idiots they are.
Stupid build team.
Wait.
Warning. Build team insulted.
I respect the build team.
Yes, very much
respect
the build
team. The build team is a wonderful organisation, which has many strong qualities and features, and Alston fixes things that I've done wrong.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why UnitedHealthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So, notwithstanding what we've already said...
Not the stupid build team.
Not the
very clever build team that is able to solve this without even knowing the problem themselves because it was mysterious.
Pass the buck.
Exactly.
Pass the buck. Wonderful. Okay, so we've now got two streams of stuff. One trash, one socks, all
yes.
Good.
Okay, are we going to have any other method of sorting? They wanted a mysterious sorting system. Mm-hmm. We've given them socks, we've given them other... Does other need to be broken down into anything else?
Oh, maybe. Oh, God, no.
No, and I was going to say, and how are the socks made into a continent?
Well, that was...
A big lump of socks isn't really a continent, it's just kind of a pile of socks.
Okay, well, you brought up two issues there, David. Let me take them in turn.
Right, okay, yeah.
Round and round we go, an idea do-si-do. First point, do we need to sort the trash any further? I say no, because once you're on the planet, you've got to have something to do.
What if we tell them the trash is already sorted?
Oh, but by a method that I'm sure you understand.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, obviously anybody could work out the method by which this trash has been sorted, unless you need us to explain it to you? Condescending head tilt?
What if we give them an acronym? Everything sounds official with an acronym.
Okay.
Call it the SOS. Socks Other System.
Socks Other System.
SOS.
SOS.
SOS. Trademark.
Oh, sorry, do you not have SOS where you come from? No,
exactly.
No, no, obviously, I understand SOS. I wish you to explain to a small passing dog. Well, madam, I'm sure you can manage that because you're so smart. And then you just walk away.
Exactly.
And then you just walk away. Wonderful. Okay, so that side of things, sorted.
The SOS system.
Don't need to touch it. The SOS system. Wonderful. We should use that in other things. The other side of things, how do we get the socks into a landmass?
Yes.
That implies water as well. This
yes.
planet, untrashed, needs to be just an entire blue marble of water.
Right, we just find a water world.
Find a water world. Build a water world. We build worlds.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have to find one.
We'll just make one.
We'll just make one.
Great one.
You just get a small world, fill it with water, so it's big.
Yes. Well, perfect. It's a big water world with a big box, with a chute, leading to a wormhole.
I love a chute. Sorry, David, I hate to stop it there, but I love a funnel. I love a chute. A steep chute. I love a steep chute.
Yes.
A shallow chute, not yes. so much. Yes, I love a steep chute.
We don't even know what goes on in the black box.
Who knows?
We have a plethora of chutes, conveyor belts,
oh,
ladders,
whirly gigs.
Rollers.
Lovely.
Rotors.
Just clanking.
Buckets.
Clanking away.
Buckets with chutes.
Oh.
Buckets to tip it onto chutes.
Don't stop, David. You're making me too excited.
One of those big nets, the kind of like when the ball goes in the chute and the man jumps into a bucket, then it kind of down onto a sock.
David, I know this is going to sound weird, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Wonderful, wonderful. I love this box. I love this confusing, unknowable box.
Yes.
So, we're on a water world.
Yes.
The rest of the trash, that's in the SOS system. If you need us to explain it to us, then you're an idiot and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Unless you're the build team, very clever.
A very clever build team. Now, the socks themselves, I've met socks. They sink when they're waterlogged.
Yes.
No two ways about it. You fill a sock with water and put loads of other socks on top of it, that's going to get logged, it's going to sink.
Yes.
So how are we going to make a continent out of socks? They're just going to sink to the bottom of the sea and then we'll never see them again.
Where are continents made?
Continents are made on the ground.
And where's the ground?
The ground is below... Oh, I see. So as the socks sink, they gently pile up
yes.
until they emerge triumphantly from the water and say, look at me! Look upon my wet cottoniness! I am a continent! Bow before me and my squishy ways.
Yes. If we make the planet big enough, that continent will grow and grow and grow.
Ah, lovely. Ooh, it's a planet with a journey. Everybody
yes.
loves a journey, David. You know, people want something in their life. People who buy planets from us, often they're very rich. They've never had to ask for anything before. It just comes to them. And that makes you very spiritually empty, David. And I should know, I'm a gaping maw of spiritual emptiness. It's why I drink. So we just need to give it a journey that allows us to just say, look, let it grow in front of your eyes.
Right.
Look at this trash, this wet trash ball we've made for you. This intensely expensive wet trash ball.
Yes.
And you're welcome.
I mean, that is literally what they asked for. Now, the other journey this planet is going on is the angry honking is about to begin because we do not have much time left. Need to get
like
this in the
submit.
Bucket. Here we go, and it's gone.
Submitting.
Lovely.
Didn't think we needed to dot any I's or cross any T's.
No, yeah, you know what? I think that one was pretty much done. Do you know how I know?
How?
The tone.
Yes.
You know when you get to the end of a long design session and you start looking wistfully off into corners and saying things like, you know, it's funny. I always liked that planet.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's done.
You know, maybe socks aren't so bad after all.
Hey.
You know?
You know, maybe the build team didn't deserve all of the insults we gave them.
You know, maybe the build team are big enough to accept that as part of the journey. And that they really control things. But hey, such things are below them.
You know, I think I could turn up later tomorrow and it would still be fine. Well, have a lovely evening, David. I love you. Goodbye.
You know, maybe Trexel isn't as bad as he said. No, he is. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's going to be even later tomorrow.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Hartrow Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you. Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.